This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, planes and helicopters have been on the move the past 2 weeks, spraying fungicides on corn and soybean acres across Illinois. And fungicide use was the topic of one presentation at the Belleville Soy Advisor Field Day on Thursday. Agronomic Service Rep for Syngenta, Phil Krieg, talked to farmers about the importance of full-rate application in order to avoid resistance. Phil said Southern Illinois has seen some resistance already, and although it's not widespread, it's very important to follow the label when applying fungicides.
The resistance that has shown up is strobilurin-resistant frog eye leaf spot in soybeans. Now, it's not an epidemic, don't get me wrong, but if you're using a single mode of action product, a single strobilurin, it is possible to have lack of control if you have strobilurin resistance in the frog eye. So the proper management around that is really about using the right rate of the product at the right time and using a product that is a strobilurin, a preventative, as well as a curative, a strobilurin and a triazole together in that premix.
So the resistance we're seeing is from, I guess, user error where we have not used full rate or we don't know yet?
No, I don't really look at it as user error. I think what we have to do as we look at this arena of fungicides and late season plant health, we have to understand the diseases and we have to realize that as we're using these products, the ability for a particular organism to develop a resistant strain or that there are resistant strains already out there is very, very probable. And so it's the proper use through scouting, through variety management, through using the full rates of products and the proper application will be able to control it. It's not, like I said, it's not an epidemic, but we want to stress that no different than weeds being able to develop resistance to our herbicides, we have to be very diligent that we don't do the same thing, have the same situation with disease organisms being able to develop resistance to our fungicides.
So for the disease, the frog eye that has that resistance, I'm assuming we've got other options that we can use to treat that?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at frog eye leaf spot in soybeans, the first place that you start with the management of that disease is looking at the variety that you planted. There are some varieties out there that are better than others on frog eye leaf spot and how well they can shut that disease down before it ever establishes in the plant. From the standpoint of the fungicide use, our recommendation is to use a strobilurin plus a very good triazole product. Syngenta we're recommending Quadris Top SBX. The strobilurin Quadris along with difenoconazole, which is the triazole to stop the disease if it is already established in the plant. And whether you use our product or one of the other products out there, question the makeup of that fungicide product. Know what you're getting. Know what you're applying. Use the full rate. Use the full rate at a proper application timing is the best way to control it.
So that being said, kind of the same advice goes forward for using any fungicide is to read the label and use the proper rate so that we are not risking resistance.
All the time. All the time. Using the proper rate, the proper timing. It all comes down to scouting, right? It really does. It comes down to scouting those fields, knowing what you've got, and then, you know, using all the resources that are out here. There's a lot of good advisors out here that can help, help you choose products and understand what's going on in your field. We are looking at, and Syngenta has got a very robust research and development group. We are looking at, of course, weed control, insects, fungicides, the whole gamut. And so we do expect some new innovations coming out of that pipeline. But here again, no matter what new comes to the market, we have to be very diligent, use those products correctly to get the best control.
Well, great advice, great reminder for everyone listening, farmers especially. We also had a little bit of talk about insects, and Japanese beetles has been a hot topic this growing season, especially in my area where we're broadcasting. But you also said a couple of other things that have been seen as well.
You know, one thing that we fight here in southern Illinois a little bit more is stink bugs. We will be seeing those populations starting to increase here as the season progresses. And they will be out there in the field all the way up through the fall. They'll overwinter, so this is not something that the life cycle will end this summer. They're more of a sucking mouth part rather than a chewing mouth part, so you really do have to scout for these guys. And they can really do a lot of damage that you might only first notice at harvest. You may find pods that don't develop. You may find some beans in some of those pods that might not develop. A lot of times that's because a stink bug has injured that pod or injured that soybean specifically. So scout for stink bugs. Unfortunately, in some of the hot, dry areas, we'll have to watch for spider mites. In some of these areas where we haven't had rain, we could be starting to see some spider mite infestations that we will have to monitor.
And that was kind of a bad word that we didn't want to say today, but you had a kind of a practical piece of advice with it being so dry: avoid mowing right now.
Correct. Those spider mites are pretty happy in the grassy areas, in the waterways, along the roadsides. And one of the worst things we can do is go in there and mow those, because we will, that mowing process will dislodge them from their happy place in that grassy area. And in the dust and everything that gets kicked up, the wind will carry them into the field. So right now, we want to leave them in the grass. And so I know it's nice to mow those roadsides, waterways, and so forth, but if you're in an area that hasn't had a good rain in a while, I'd probably delay that.
All right, Phil, thank you for the update and for your pieces of information. Those are always helpful. Your contact info or Syngenta's contact info if a farmer would have questions or would like to get a little bit more info.
The easiest way to get a hold of us is to usually contact your local Syngenta retailer. Contact your retailer. You've got questions. If they can't answer, they will get you in contact with us. So we do have several websites out there that, of course, that you can visit. But our main pathway is for you to speak with your local retailer, get his advice, and we're there to support them.
Phil Krieg, Agronomic Service Rep for Syngenta. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.